Into our post-race media availability for the Monster Energy All-Star Race. We've now been joined by our race-winning crew chief of the number 18, which is Adam Stevens. And Adam, we'll go ahead and just start with you a little bit on just the strategy of the night. I know tonight was a big win. Kyle's never won here at Charlotte in a Monster Energy race. So I know that he showed a lot of excitement at the end of the race. But just tell us a little bit of what that vantage point was like from your seat tonight.
Yeah, you know, the big unknown coming into this deal was the option set of tires and how that was going to affect the race. And obviously, most of us put them on in practice to get a read on the speed difference. And for some teams, it was bigger, and some teams, it was smaller. And it just didn't seem to be as big with our car and our setup as it was with other teams. And that was with the track temperatures up. And as it cooled off tonight, it seemed like that discrepancy was a little bit less. So it was really a game to see who was going to put them on and if it was going to improve their position and who was going to save him and restart behind the other guys for the shootout at the end.
All right. We'll go ahead and take questions for Adam. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. All right. Any questions for Adam? Okay. We'll start with Bob.
Are you surprised, Bob Hopper, ESPN, are you surprised at all that this race, that where there was so much talk about tires, really pretty much came down to pit stops?
Am I surprised? A little bit, you know. Like I mentioned, there was a fair amount of speed difference, lap time difference, in between the sets in practice. But everybody's cars weren't dialed in yet, and the track temps was way up. So as it cooled off, it seemed like the discrepancy just got smaller and smaller, and the groove didn't open up very much. You know, guys that tried to move up to the middle or the top, there just wasn't the grip up there that there was on the bottom. So you really couldn't race two, three wide as much as maybe you can after, you know, halfway on a long race here. So it comes down to track position at that point, and you had to have good pit stops to get out front.
All right. Additional questions for Adam? Okay. We'll start with Joe in the back.
Joe Menzer, FoxSports.com. Adam, as good as Kyle is, why do you think it took so long for him to win in a cup car here at Charlotte?
I have no earthly idea. This place is tough. This place changes probably more with track temperature than about any place we go. And it doesn't necessarily reward driving hard. Maybe it does certain times of the day or certain laps on your tires or certain aero packages that we bring here. Or certain tire combinations, and sometimes it doesn't. So you really have to move around, and you really have to change the way that you drive the car. Kyle's gotten better and better at that through the years, obviously, and now I would say he's probably one of the best. But you have to catch the setup up to that, too. And I think years past, at least him and I, we just haven't had the setup, a winning setup here. We've been fast on occasion, but to put that together for a whole race is tough. You know, another wrench in the works, too, is we generally practice in the heat of the day and don't always race in those conditions. So I think it's just a matter of time of him figuring it out, and no different than Kansas and some of these other places he's struggled at in the past. But wouldn't say here's been a struggle, but it's just been hard to finish it off. And hopefully this is a little bit of momentum, a little bit of wind in our sails, and something we can build on for next week.
All right. Additional questions for Adam? All right, we'll go to Jenna.
Adam, what do you think that Kyle saw on that restart? What made him kind of go low like that, and what did you think of it?
Well, I haven't seen a replay from his vantage point, but obviously the two was on old tires, and he knew he wasn't going to have the momentum down into one that the rest of us on tires were going to have. I don't know if he spun him a little. It looked like he got rolling okay, but to keep up with the rest of us, he was going to have to drive it in pretty deep. So I was pretty surprised that Kyle was able to find a car width underneath him as soon as he did, without going too much in the grass. I think he hung a tire over there, but he didn't have to drive through it. I wasn't seeing that one coming. You know, I wouldn't take anybody else but Kyle Busch on a restart if I had my choice.
All right. Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickTheTires.net and PRN. With the option tire tonight, if NASCAR and Goodyear decide to do something similar to this in the future, how much of a in points races, how much of a strategy issue, how much trouble would you have as a crew chief trying to make those calls? What would you have to do to use a tire like this in the race?
Well, it's just all about experience and practicing on it and seeing what the grip difference is and assessing how many lanes there are on the racetrack and can you pass people and how important track position is. It's all the steps we went through this week, but like I said, we practiced in the day and raced at night, and it seemed like it that discrepancy closed up a little bit. So I don't know if they will do that on points races. It's certainly possible, I guess.
All right. We've now been joined by our race winner, driver of the number 18 M&M's Carmel Toyota, Kyle Busch, and the race winning owner, team owner, Joe Gibbs. And Coach Gibbs, we'll start with you. It's always nice to win a race, but I know it's especially nice to win a race when they're giving away $1 million. So talk about taking home that big win tonight for your team.
Well, we've had such a tough time this year. And I told everybody I forgot where Winter Circle was here. It's been so long since we won a race. Now, it's a huge deal. I would say on this race, this has probably been the hardest race that we've run in 25 years. We've won twice. That's it. And this couldn't come at a better time for us. As we all know, we've got off to a slow start. Huge deal for all of us. Everybody that works back at the shop, JD, the front office, everybody over there, then everybody working on the cars, our engineering group, everybody. It's a total victory for us. We had a meeting last week, and we talked about, you know, all of us sticking together, how hard to work and go after it, and appreciate Kyle and Adam and our pit crew, everybody tonight. Really did a great job. It's hard to win this race. We're a good example of how hard it is.
And Kyle, we talked last night before you left here about how much it would win for you to finally be able to win a race here at Charlotte in the Monster Energy Series. You did take home the All-Star win tonight. So just talk about a little bit about those final 10 laps and just what it means to come home the race winner.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, you know, first of all, to finally win at Charlotte for one, and then to win the All-Star race. It's an exciting race, and this race was kind of born off of exciting events that were in the race and bold moves and things like that, and we did one of those tonight to win the race. And so, you know, thirdly, taking home $1 million, that's not such a bad payday. So I know Joe gets to keep most of it, so, you know, that's always good for the owner. But more importantly, just to get the team into victory lane here finally, and my guys have been with me for a long, long time, and I'm sure they feel the same goose egg that I do, and it's extra special to finally get rid of that. But man, just a good night for us overall. We were second, and second again, third, something like that, third I think. And then the third segment kind of got crazy for us. We kind of got shifted out of line a little bit and lost our momentum a little bit with some of those slower guys in front of us. So we lost some spots in that segment, but you know, still had a third average, and we were able to come down pit road. My guys gave me a great pit stop that got us out where we needed to be in prime position, I guess. I thought Jimmy was actually in prime position, but we got a really good restart there and made a bold move on Brad. I knew to just tuck out as soon as I could if I got that run on him, and I did. And he left me just enough room there before the second kink in order to get my car through there. And once I heard clear in turn one, I was looking in my mirror to make sure the 48 didn't have a run on the top side and to get up in front of him and to just kind of set sail from there. So we didn't quite have the fastest car on a short run, but I felt like our long run speed was just as good as most. So, you know, that certainly helped us when the race kind of got to its closing laps there, when we were able to just kind of inch away.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take questions for Kyle, Adam, or Coach Gibbs. We're going to start with Jenna, and then I'll take everyone else as I get you.
Kyle, you've mentioned, I think, twice that you thought that was a bold move. I asked Adam about that restart. What, from your vantage point, what did you see, and how low did you know that you could get away with going?
I just basically, you know, concentrated on getting a good launch for myself. I wasn't really worried about how well of a launch Brad was going to get, but he surprised me, actually. He got a better launch than I expected him to, but once we got to start-finish, I started kind of closing the gap on him and knew I needed to cut out as soon as I could and make a move. And Brad had one of two options: either block me low and leave me the middle, or block the middle and leave me the low side. And so I had just enough room there on the bottom that I got through there. And you're always susceptible to getting close to the grass or running in the grass when a guy in front of you wants to block a little bit. But once I got alongside, he was smart enough to know soon enough that I was there and gave me that room. So, you know, it was pretty cool. Once I got that opportunity to get there, I knew it was going to be now or never, and take advantage of the opportunity when it presented itself. I think my move here a few years ago was probably a little bit more crazy when I was restarted fourth and got through the middle of the front row, and I don't remember what happened after that. I probably wrecked, but that's most times what I do in this race. But, you know, I think I went between Jeff Gordon and somebody else, and it was kind of a three-wide thing, and I thought that was exciting, but it wasn't a winning move, so tonight's kind of was. I could have just sat there in line. I could have pushed Brad, and I could have faded in the corner and watch the outside lane go by. So, you know, you kind of got to do what you got to do. Maybe it's not one of the top five moments, but, you know, top 10 maybe, 15 probably.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Kyle Larson looked so dominant for the first 40 laps, but he was also on the pole and got good restarts. Did you feel like, hey, if I get out front, I'm going to be just as dominant?
No, I didn't feel that way. Like I said, you know, I didn't feel like our car was quite as strong as we needed it to be on the short run. So Larson was really fast on a short run. He could really buzz out there for about 8 or 10 laps, and then it sort of stayed the same gap from there, I felt like anyway. Maybe he still was a little faster. But, you know, the way I kind of saw it there in stage three when we were on the soft compounds is everybody was kind of coming back to us. Even though we were on the softer ones and they were supposed to fade, I felt like our car stayed longer, and we had a better long run car. Those guys were kind of coming back to me just a little bit. It's just so tough here at Charlotte. You know, the groove is right around the bottom of the racetrack. There really isn't a middle, unfortunately, and I'm not sure why. The track is there's room there for a middle and a top, but it just doesn't work. There's just not enough speed to prevail in some of those different grooves in order to make any time.
All right, we're gonna go Mike and then Monty. Mike, go ahead.
Mike Hembry, USA Today. Kyle, you mentioned a now or never move. Did you feel like if you did not make the pass then that you wouldn't have another really good shot the rest of the way?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No question. It just seemed like that was kind of the theme of the night, that once a guy kind of got out front, that was it, you know. So it's frustrating and it's unfortunate. Come here, buddy. That we didn't see a whole lot of passes for the lead in green flag conditions, but, you know, that's some of Charlotte and that's some of what we got.
Hi, you want to talk? Ball. Who won tonight? Who won? Who won the race?
Dada wins all the races, though, so don't be too amused. You want to come up here?
All right.
You want to sit? You want to sit? He doesn't like to sit either.
Monty Dutton, competitionplus.com.
Where you at?
When you won 15 races in two other series and not in this one, now, sometimes is that anything but a strange coincidence?
About what?
The fact that you have been so successful in two series.
Oh, yeah.
And unsuccessful in the other one. I mean, is there anything other than just the fact that it's the damnedest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's kind of the way I felt about it, you know, for a long, long time. It was just very, very frustrating to be that good in Xfinity and to be that good in the truck series here. I mean, yeah, you can talk about competition and all the rest of that stuff, but when you race against 8 or 10 other Cup guys in the Xfinity Series and you win that many times here, you know that you can do it because you're racing against the same guys that you're going to be racing against on Sunday, but the Sunday car just never is put together the whole way that it needs to be, and you just never get to victory lane. So, you know, finally we're able to kind of close the chapter on that one. Now it's time, I guess, to go get a points win here.
All right. Let's see. Where's my microphone?
He loves his dad.
Okay. Let's start with Jerry over here. And then we'll get to Joe. Go ahead.
But then he gets here and wants mom.
Kyle, Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN up here. When you got out of the truck a while ago, or got out of the car a while ago, lots of cheers for you to winning this race, believe it or not. And does that surprise you at all? And how does it make you feel?
They're happy I finally won a Cup race. And not winning in a truck or an Xfinity car. So, I don't know. You know, certainly, maybe they're just excited because they knew how excited I was and that they've never seen me win a Cup race here. So, you know, it was a first-time winner for them, essentially, if you think about it that way. So, you know, they were pretty excited about seeing somebody else in victory lane here at Charlotte other than a, I don't know who's won here the most, Jimmy Johnson and whoever else. So, mostly
all
just
right.
Jimmy, yeah.
Joe, go ahead.
Maybe they're happy that I just beat Jimmy. He finished second. And he didn't get another $1 million, right?
Joe Menzer, okay.
There you go. Now you're ready.
I need to blow anybody's eardrums out. Joe Menzer, FoxSports.com. For Joe Gibbs, Coach, can you believe that he had never won a cup race here? And, Kyle, now that you have won this cup event, what would it mean to win a points race here in a cup car?
Tell you the truth, I thought he had won here. I'm so used to him winning races, and so I know this is a huge deal.
Thanks,
for him.
Joe.
No, I'm telling you, I think we feel like Kyle can win anywhere, and certainly this year he's really been in position a bunch in the top five at the end of races, not been able to win one. But I think it tells you how hard this sport is. I think a lot of people improved in the off season. We're off a little bit, and, man, it makes it hard. So it tells you how hard pro sports, the best people in the world, are doing this. And I know it's a thrill for him. Thrill for us, obviously. Big deal. And I mentioned how hard this race is to win. So really proud of all of our people.
All right.
Questions, what would it mean to win a points race? It would mean a lot still. You know, it would certainly kind of, I guess, close the next chapter, as I said a little earlier, about just, you know, getting that that next victory here, and hopefully we can sweep it. You know, it'd be nice to be added to that list of drivers that have been able to do that. We've got a little bit of work to do in order to get ourselves in that position to be able to do that. And 600 miles is a long race, and starts in the day, ends at night, so there's a lot of things that can happen in that race. But, you know, certainly it's probably a heck of a lot more fun to do it the way Martin Truex did last year, but, I mean, if we have another one of those, it'd be a bad thing. So hopefully we can just lead the last lap, the one that matters most, and score that points win here.
All right. Caleb, go ahead.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. Kyle, with the complexion of this race has changed whenever people were on the option tire, if the segments were more than 20 laps, say like 40 or 50 laps, and how would that have changed in your opinion?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting because I saw a couple guys kind of faded on the option tire, and then our car actually kind of kept going and was pretty fast on the long run with the option tire. So I was a fan of it. I thought that it was pretty good, pretty fun, and, you know, gave my car a better sense of feel that I was looking for throughout that run that we had it on the car. We weren't quite able to make the powerful moves that maybe some of the other guys did on that tire there to fire off in that third segment, but our car kind of stayed with us maybe a little bit better. You know, it would be interesting. I heard Adam talking about it when I got in here, if they would, you know, utilize that option at points events and throughout different races and whatever, and let us kind of have maybe one or two sets and use them when we wanted to or whatnot. But, you know, that's for down the road. So we'll see.
All right. Any final questions? Okay. We'll take one final question in the back with Jacob.
I want to follow up on tires with Kyle first real quick. You know, I heard you talking about tires, and I asked Kyle and Jimmy about this earlier, that maybe the difference between the primes and the options wasn't quite what it could have been to put on a better show. Thoughts on maybe Goodyear exploring a little bit different compound to give the options more speed compared to the prime tires? Because it seemed like tonight with the extra grip, the cooler temperatures, it just didn't make as much of a difference.
Yes, that's correct. I would agree with that assessment that, you know, there's a chance that we could probably go a little bit softer and utilize a little bit more grip in order to be faster, have more split between the two tires. As you mentioned, it seemed like as the nighttime kind of progressed there that the tires equalized more than maybe some would have hoped for. But it was just a guess. They didn't necessarily pull a tire test here, so I thought they did a good job testing, and they tried to make sure they were on the safe side in order to have a good tire here that would last, and all that's fine. So, you know, we ran both in practice, and we saw a little bit of speed difference, but probably not as much as what the advertised split was going to be.
And Adam, out of curiosity, donuts to the right?
He's talking to you.
Oh. Yeah, donuts to the right.
I never even heard that.
All right, well, on that note, congratulations, guys, and we will wish you guys the best of luck.
Put them on the right side of the dash, right?
Next weekend as well.
Hey, I want to say a big thanks to our partners, Toyota. Huge deal for them. Been a while since we won one. Appreciate their partnership. Norm Miller at Interstate Batteries, also our founding sponsors. Big deal for us. He's watching in Dallas. Want to say a big thanks.